And earlier in the week, Diane van Giesbergen joined me on the line from her home to talk about the new album and all things Xandria.
Good afternoon, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. We just released the video, so I'm really excited.
Ah, I'll have to catch that one in a bit. Get that one while I'm busy doing things.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, thank you for spending some time to talk to me at Rock Zone and Extreme Radio. It's very kind of you. But you must be very, very busy with the release of the album.
Oh, we are. There is so much promotion. You won't believe how many interviews I have. So it's up to you to come with some original questions.
Oh, well, I'll try. For those that haven't come across the band, how would you describe what it is that you do?
Well, obviously, we're a piece of five, and we're in symphonic metal. Mm-hmm. I'm fronting the band, and I use classical techniques. I'm a classical trained singer, but I also venture into, well, more pop vocals. Mm-hmm. But to keep it, you know, a bit mainstream. Wow, gosh, I think we're quite bombastic.
Yeah.
And if you would like to come and visit us, catch a show, you will find that we have a high level of energy and every show is a party.
Pretty well sums it up as far as I'm concerned.
It's
one of those weird things. I mean, I've spent years with people saying, oh, you only like 1980s hair metal. And I'm going, no, that's not true. And it progresses, and I eventually get around to things. And I've come to a conclusion. I like music that makes me smile or touches me emotionally or makes me feel something. And particularly if it comes across live or on record or both, better, that the band are enjoying themselves. So would you say that that's a true impression I'm getting, that you're all enjoying what you're doing?
Yes. I surely think so. Well, to tell you some kind of a joke or something that happened, we had our South American tour, which was we had some shows afterwards, but this was the last tour of the year, and actually also of the Sacrificium and Fire and Ashes era. And once you know the songs so well and you've played them over a hundred room for fun on stage.
Yeah.
And this tour, we were constantly trying to make one another laugh and disrupt each other's concentration.
Mm-hmm.
And this ended up in scenes where I was... Someone would be screaming out, Philip, stop it! In between. Obviously, the mic's in front of my mouth, so everyone could join.
Absolutely. It's always better when everybody's in on the joke, eh?
That's true. And I truly believe that if there's room for fun like this, then there's good chemistry.
Oh, absolutely.